Should prison sentences of less than a year be scrapped? That is a call from Justice Minister Rory Stewart. He told the Commons Justice Select Committee that people on community sentences are less likely to reoffend than people who are put in prison. But is that giving a green light to criminals? 0330 80 55 55. Commentators Brian Peelan and Simon Waugh are with us. Good morning to you both.
Good morning. Good morning.
Simon, we'll start with you. What do you think? Less than a year, prison sentence, a thing of the past?
Well, there shouldn't be. I mean, prison sentences do deter crime. I think it was Civitas, that independent think tank, they offered some research recently, and it concluded that prison was particularly effective in reducing property crime. I have to explain that most people who go to prison are repeat offenders. It's a certain section of society. And prison take these people out of society, and they're supposed to help in rehabilitation. But if they're not sent to prison and they're put on probation yet again, apart from the fact that community services are regarded as very much a soft option, and they're treated almost with contempt by many involved. I think something like 70% miss at least one day of their community service. 14% miss virtually all of it. And there's no deterrent, there's no punishment for these. But it's not just them I worry about, it's their local community. And when you put these people on probation, they're still in the community, they're in the same environment, with the same associates, who have the same problems. Now, prisons take these people out of society and give local communities some sort of respite. Chris Grayling, who's now the Transport Minister, he's made a complete and utter dog's dinner of it, of course. He was the Justice Minister, and he introduced the community rehabilitation companies. And the whole thing has been a total and utter fiasco. No supervision. It's been a complete failure from start to finish. No help given to offenders.
Okay. Brian Peelan?
Oh, my. Where do I start with that? Where do I start with that? First of all, a bit of a non sequitur. And
are you on a hands-free, Brian? It seems to your line has disappeared a bit there, just so we can hear you clearly.
Can you hear me better now?
Now that's a little bit better, I think. Go ahead.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes, I'll put you back to the engineer and we'll try and sort you out that way, Simon. Brian, sorry. Simon Waugh, we'll go back to you in the meantime. Without deterrence like this, I get your point that this might be, you know, encouraging to some criminals, but is there a chance that this might make petty criminals more likely to commit serious crimes if they are put through our prison system?
No, I don't get that. I mean, these people who we're talking about, there are exceptions to this, of course, but for people who have dysfunctional lifestyles, if they are put on probation, they are given community service, there's nothing done for them to get off and the usual provenance of their problems, either drink or drugs. Now, if they're put in prison, prisons will offer them, even if they're there for a year, I mean 6 months, because they're out after 6 months, even in that short time, prisons will offer them a basic education, literacy, numeracy, and a lot can be achieved in that time, and that will help.
You're making
them.
It sound like a lovely place to be. You're trying to tell me that there's no way being put into prison, if you have committed a slightly lesser crime, let's say, is going to have a negative effect on you when you're released.
I don't think it will. No.
Okay, let's bring Brian back in. I think we have
okay,
him. Okay, Brian,
sorry.
Go ahead.
Just quickly there, what I was saying was that he started off by saying that prison will act as a deterrent, and then he talked about repeat offenders. Now, that's just a contradiction. You know, if you have repeat offenders, in other words, people going to prison, I presume, for the first time, and they're going back in again, and then back again, then you have to sort of say, well, is prison, is it a deterrent? You have to say that. But the real fact is that in Britain at the moment, the reality is in Britain at the moment, the jails in Britain, running from Northern Ireland, are nearly at full operational capacity. capacity. In other words, the full operational capacity entails is 86,000. The prison population now is around 82,000. So is this, are you suggesting we just keep building more jails? And then we end up like the American experiment where we just have prisons as a business and you make sure you fill them up all the time so companies make money. You either look at how do you solve this here, and someone suggesting community sentences for under a year, under supervision, etc. Well-managed, well-funded programs have proven in the past to be successful.
What does this say, Brian, to the victims of crime? If you are the victim of a crime, and as a result, someone that is charged for whatever that crime might have been isn't sent to prison,
okay,
but is maybe living in your local area.
Okay, when you say crime, there's a whole range of crimes. Everyone thinks of crime, just immediately think of violent crime. Whole range of crimes, people not paying their fines. Or just a whole range of fines.
Okay, well, let's give an example. Let me give you an example then, Brian, because you've asked for one. So, for example, if someone comes and steals from your property, they steal from your house, and let's say, for example, they are given a 5-month prison term, and as a result of this, that is then scrapped, and they are on a community order. You know, is that fair? Does that make that person that lives in that house feel any better or any more secure?
Okay, right. So the person goes to jail and does that. First-time offender for 5 months. They go to jail, okay? Who do they meet in jail? They meet repeat offenders.
And who do they meet out of jail?
Hold on a second. They meet repeat offenders. They then, get further criminalized within inside the
system. Are you prioritizing the criminal here or the victim?
Sorry. You have to look at it around. If people are coming back out again and being repeat offenders, then there's nothing wrong with the prison situation.
But no one goes to prison on a first offence. All these people are habitual offenders.
You're actually wrong there. We don't know that to be the case. People do go to prison on their first offence.
Very rarely.
No. You're wrong there. People do go to prison on their first offence. You should really check your facts before you make that assertion. They do go to prison on their first offence, depending on what the judge has the sentencing for.
Okay, well, let's go back, Brian.
Just hold on a second. Judge Barney McElhone is introducing a program for first-time domestic abuse offenders in the Northwest. That program, instead of sending these people into jail to mix with other people who are repeat offenders, these will have to confront their victims. They'll have to attend monitored programs, etc. And the aim of that program is to see if we can reduce the offending rate, and where people have to actually come to terms with what they've done when they abuse their partners. Sounds a much more sensible program.
Let me ask you, Brian, and I want you to have a think about this before you answer, but who are you prioritising there? Going back to that example, someone breaking into your house or going to your property and stealing from you is given a jail sentence, which is then scrapped, and you're concerned about who they might meet in prison. I get what you're saying about the potential for them to reoffend or maybe meet people that will lead to that when they're in prison. But what about that person who's in that house, who does not feel safe, does not feel secure, and had someone come in and steal from them? You know, what about prioritising them and making them feel that they got justice?
What if that person had to face the person that they broke into the house? What if that person had to take part in a community supervision program that if they broke the terms of it, they would go to jail and spend the rest of their sentence? What if they had to do that there? Those sort of programs have been shown to have an effect. But if you send the person to prison, I'm just coming in the general here, if you keep sending the person to people to prison, the more likely to come out and go back and roll.
Okay. Yeah, the line is going. It's pretty bad there, Brian. We'll try and fix that. Stephen and Bush Mills, good morning to you.
Morning, Vinny. If you do the crime, you should do the time. End of.
You think, is there any exception for that? If there is an issue within our prison service, or if for example, if you end up in prison, it can lead to you reoffending more often?
No, I think there has to be a deterrent.
Okay. Stephen, thank you. John and Lisburn, good morning, John.
Good morning, how are you?
Not too bad. What do you think?
Well, I work sometimes as a volunteer with an organisation that shall remain nameless, and there's a lot of folks that come there on voluntary service or on probation service. Whenever you give people dignity and self-respect, a lot of people offend because of circumstances, some people do heinous crimes because they're heinous people, but my experience has been that people can be rehabilitated. In fact, there's people who come as volunteers then whenever they're loved and cared for and whenever they're contributing something to the charity involved. And
so you would support then maybe a community sentence instead of someone being put into prison if it is for something that would be less than a year?
Well, I once went to a church conference once where there was folks in Manchester. Long story short, they had taken over an empty church complex and they'd rehabilitated about 2,000 young offenders. In fact, they were asking us to pray because they were going to talk to the local probation officer because he hadn't seen anybody rehabilitated. So I think that it depends. Of course, it depends on the crime. It depends on the person. But I believe as a Christian that deep down inside every human being, there's a soul that when you put in touch with God can be changed from the inside out.
Simon, do you think to any extent is money an issue here when it comes to the state of prisons, the cost of prisons, and to try and keep them running with more and more people being put in there? Is this in any way an influencing factor?
Absolutely.
Hello?
Sorry.
Prison sentences can't work alone. It has to be backed up with good resources, sustained, effective policing. And we all know that a strong economy cuts crime. Our prison services are underfunded. Our whole judicial service in the UK is underfunded. Ever since the Condemns took over in 2010, they've tried to deliver justice on the cheap, and you cannot do so. But as far as prison's concerned, a lot of people who go to prison, sometimes that can be which I always say, I'm more concerned about the community they're leaving behind. It gives them some sort of respite. But when people are sent to prison, and they're never sent to prison, well,
they are sent to prison. Let's not just talk nonsense. They are sent to prison. There are thousands of people in our prisons. And
no, I'm saying they're never sent to, if I finish the sentence, they're never sent to prison for a first offence. If you're caught shoplifting, you won't be sent to prison.
I think it maybe depends on, which is maybe where Brian was coming from, on what the actual offence is.
The offence is quite right. But there is mental health provision which can be addressed in prison. As I said at the start of this, if you put them on these community rehabilitation companies, they have no idea. They're not performing. It's in crisis. So these people who are often dependent on drink drugs, they're put on probation, and this just leads to more problems.
And you're saying stick them in prison. That is better.
In prison, they have to do things. They have to follow courses. They are able to have access to mental health support apart from being punished. I don't think prison's a soft option. I think prison sentences deter crime. So for a number of reasons, I think these community services are not worth the paper they're written on.
Okay, Simon, thank you. Brian, last word on this to you. Go ahead.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. My brother worked in prison for a number of years. He taught in prison, taught prison courses. He's retired now. The day he retired, seven other people like him who all taught in prison, all retired at the same time. The reason why they taught was because a number of courses, etc., had been scaled back and cut back in the prison. Huge cuts in the prison budget and the growth of private jails has led to a massive prison population. I go back to my point and I keep saying it. Do you just want to keep people reoffending, or do you look at alternatives to prison?
Okay.
That's what we have to do.
All right, Brian Peelan and Simon Moore, thank you very much. Jim, very quickly, I can only give you 20 seconds. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Okay, nobody goes to prison for a year. They go for two and it's cut. And so on. They get the 6 years and it's cut to three. Oh, that's wrong. You know,
okay.
10, 5, so that's all wrong.
All right. Jim, thank you very much.